time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we'll find our scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, and it reads, "My child, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects." Now, I think this passage is harder to understand in this day and age because disciplining children seems so far removed from households. I mean, God forbid a parent actually hold their ground with their children, let alone a more severe punishment like spanking their child, but I suppose that's for another time. Nevertheless, because of the cultural shift in discipline, many have come to find God's discipline and chastening difficult to grasp. But what we fail to understand is what this passage plainly reveals, simply that God corrects those whom he loves. Think about this. If we are indeed God's children, then wouldn't we expect to be corrected when we're doing wrong or putting our finger in the toaster, so to speak? Well, maybe we don't expect it because of the culture we live in today. But the reality is, a parent will punish and chasten their children because they love them. It's so the child will learn the right path to take and how to deal with life's twists and turns. You teach them on the smaller things so that they can be prepared for the bigger things. Our Heavenly Father works in the same manner. It's not because he simply wants to chastise us, but because he wants to help us learn and grow so that we're not severely hurt when the real dangers come our way. Therefore, as the scripture says, do not despise the chastening of the Lord. Indeed, let us not detest it, but rather be reminded that it's a sign of God's love for us. He cares enough about you to correct you when you're making bad choices. He loves you enough to prepare you for the bigger obstacles that are coming your way. It's amazing when you really think about it. The creator of the universe loving us as his very own children and taking the time to correct us in love. So while chastening may not be pleasant for a time, it would be more unpleasant if God didn't care enough to do it. So I say thank you, Lord, for your love. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.